USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The city where George Floyd passed away after four police officers held him down in a chokehold is making big changes there in police department policies. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
The city of Minneapolis has banned chokeholds from the police department. When I hear that, the first thing I just have to be honest is that's a pretty damn low bar, just to start with, in terms of that we hadn't had that.
California's Governor Gavin Newsom is also moving to ban chokeholds there as well. In the Gulf of Mexico, Tropical Storm Cristobal is heading toward the Louisiana coast. Landfall is not expected until late Sunday. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell is warning of heavy rain and high winds all weekend.
We could face a sustained tropical storm force of wind. So we're talking wet and we're talking wind here.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
On Friday, President Trump signed a bill loosening restrictions on how small businesses can spend stimulus loans without having to pay them back. The legislation applies to the Paycheck Protection Program, part of a $2 trillion stimulus package that Trump signed in March. The legislation now allows businesses to spend the money over the course of 24 weeks instead of 8. It also allows more of the money to be spent on non-payroll expenses, from 25% to 40%. The president says the country is getting back on track after coronavirus shutdowns, with more than 2 million jobs added.
I didn't know it would start this quickly. I thought it would start in August, September, but it started very early.
He invoked the name of George Floyd, saying that a better economy will be better for racial tensions.
Hopefully George is looking down right now and saying this is a great thing that's happening for our country. This is a great day for him. It's a great day for everybody.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The co-founder of Reddit has resigned. USA's John Hunt has the story.
The co-founder of Reddit, Alexis Ohanian, announced that he's resigning from the board of the company.
I have resigned as a member of the Reddit board. I've urged them to fill my seat with a black candidate, and I will use future gains on my Reddit stock to serve the black community, chiefly to curb racial hate. And I'm starting with a pledge of $1 million to Colin Kaepernick's Know Your Rights camp.
Ohanian, who co-founded Reddit 15 years ago, announced his resignation in a blog post. He said it's long overdue for him to do the right thing amid the ongoing protest against police brutality following the death of George Floyd.
Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter have removed a video tribute to George Floyd that was posted by President Trump's re-election campaign. They say it included unauthorized copyrighted material. The Trump campaign blasted Twitter in a statement, saying the social media company is making up the rules as they go along. Both Twitter and Facebook say the video does contain copyrighted content that the Trump campaign did not have permission to use. Under the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, social media platforms can be held liable if they don't remove infringing content. The president tweeted the action was illegal. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey responded, not illegal. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.